is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with a different episode of Hockey Mask Time, Nature's Edition. Yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite a modified HMT motto, shall we? Mother Nature itself will only tolerate so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before it decides today's the day via wild animals. Now, since bears have been the topic, or should I say, the flavor of the month, I'm going to dedicate this weekend to bear-related offlinings. Since women love to say that they feel safer in the woods with bears, yet not one single woman has actually tested that theory, we're going to go ahead and go to the end results. If women actually do decide to go to the woods and they encounter one of the bears, like in this article that was published on the 23rd of July, 2022. Grizzly bear returns, offlines woman camping in her sleep after she scared it off an hour earlier, wildlife officials say. Well, if what women are saying today is true, then guess what? That woman should have been ultimately safe, if not protected by said bear. But as we all know, bears are wild animals, and guess what? You can't reason with them. Essentially, they're like nature's terminators. They can't be bargained with. They can't be reasoned with. And once they decide to pounce on you, they will not stop until you are D-E-D dead. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! A California woman who was fatally mauled by a grizzly bear in western Montana last summer was the victim of a rare predatory attack by a bear that had earlier learned to seek out human food and was likely attracted by scents near her tent and others left behind from recent Independence Day picnics, wildlife officials said. Leah Davis Loken, 65, of Chico, was pulled out of her tent and mauled in the pre-dawn hours of July 6th, 2021, in the small town of Ovando, along the banks of the Blackfoot River, made famous by the movie, quote-unquote, A River Runs Through It. The town borders on a huge expanse of forested land that is home to an estimated 1,000 grizzlies. Yeah. Factoid, if you know grizzly bears are around or any wild animals, you should be properly prepared. Hell, sometimes the best preparation is not being in said area to begin with. About an hour before the mauling, the bear had approached the tents of Loken and a Texas couple who were camping behind a museum. They were able to scare the bear away. At that point, once you scare the bear away, pack your shit, get the fuck out of there. Loken, a retired nurse, told the couple that the bear, quote unquote, huffed at my head, according to the incident report by the Interagency Grizzly Bears Committee's Board of Review. The report determined the grizzly was what is known as a quote-unquote food-conditioned bear, which means it had learned to find human food. Loken declined an offer to go sleep at a hotel where her sister and their friend were staying, investigators reported. Ah, that right there, gentlemen, is the key piece to this whole thing. She was asked, hey, do you want to come sleep in a hotel with us? Oh, no, I'm going to stay and I'm going to still stay in the woods. At that point, gentlemen, she sealed her fate. The women who are participating in a long anticipated bike ride along the Great Divide mountain bike route. After the first encounter, Loken took some packaged snack foods and dried lentils out of her tent and retrieved a can of bear spray. The investigation found. However, her toiletries in two bags that had previously held dry blueberries and still smelled like berries remained in the tent, investigators said. She had food stored in the saddlebags of her bicycle about 10 feet away from her tent, the report said. The Texas couple awakened just after 4 a.m. to noises that indicated Loken was being attacked. The man yelled at the bear and deployed his pepper spray after seeing the Bruin pouncing up and down on Loken and her tent. The 417-pound male grizzly bear broke her neck and severed her spine, an autopsy found, causing instantaneous deletion. A nearly empty can of bear spray that appeared to have been recently deployed was found under her tent, officials said. The bear that mauled Loken was shot 3 days later while raiding a chicken coop near Ovando. DNA tests confirmed it was the same grizzly bear that also raided a different chicken coop in the hours after the mauling. The bear was 4 to 7 years old, investigators said. Quote unquote, not all bears exhibiting food conditioned behavior exhibit predatory behavior. But for some unknown reason, a predatory response was triggered in this bear, the June 28 report said. While foraging under the cover of darkness in Ovando, perhaps due to a simple movement made by the sleeping victim or a certain sound made by the victim, the bear reacted and ended up taking the life of Miss Loken. Wildlife officials recommend that if a grizzly bear approaches an occupied tent, campers should seek shelter in a building or a vehicle and should not return to the tent for the night, the report said. Investigators also urged organizers of the Tour Divide bicycle race to inform participants that they are racing through grizzly bear and black bear country, educate them about the proper food storage, encourage them to carry pepper spray, and be observant, i.e., use common damn sense. Loken's family suggested bear spray manufacturers include a unique whistle in bear sprays that could trigger and alert others, as well as additional deterrents to bears, the report said, well, well, well. Gentlemen, what is one thing that you could probably figure out with this whole exchange between Bears and men in this conversation? I know the biggest thing that I pulled from this is the fact that Western women have gotten far, far too damn comfortable. Yeah. Gentlemen, this is our fault as men. Why? Because we refuse to let women suffer. We're always trying to save women. We're always trying to be logical with them. We're always trying to protect them from themselves. I say, stop it. Stop it. Let these women learn. Let them suffer. I'm just going to be completely blunt about it. If women have become so complacent that guess what? They will put themselves in literal life-threatening danger. Guess what? Let Darwin's awards go out. Yeah. Survival of the fittest. And guess what? Charles Darwin said this. It is not the smartest animal nor the strongest animal that ultimately survives. It is the one that adapts to its environment. As men, we know this. Hell, even in modern times, we adapt to the environment that we're in. Women, on the other hand, oh, no, no, no. See, they have no need to truly adapt as long as they can find some weak man to attach themselves to and sacrifice him. Gentlemen, don't do it. But like I said, ultimately, the fact that they're actually able to say that they would be safer in the woods with a bear, that is disrespectful to nature itself, which goes to show you just how little fear women truly have. I have a healthy fear of rattlesnakes. Why? Because I know what they're capable of doing if they bite me. I have a healthy fear of all wildlife. Why? Because I understand what wildlife can do if they get a hold of me, which is why the best way to actually prevent the wildlife from getting a hold of me is to stay away from the wildlife itself. Being cautious, being observant, exercising common damn sense. But I always say this, common sense is a flower that does not grow in everybody's garden. And modern women, they've become completely devoid of common sense. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who really believe that you feel safer in the woods with wildlife, particularly bears versus men, oh, you will fuck around and find out. Believe you me. And trust me, ladies, trust me. The power, AKA, in this case, the social power, will go out. Feminism and the idea that men will still put on their cape when you start screaming, when that bear decides to gnaw you all up, maul you, guess what? That's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, us men, our survival instincts are crystal damn clear. Guess what? It would suck to leave you behind, but guess what? Hey, ultimately, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.